It's Wednesday, May 3rd, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea said yesterday that the United States' decision to fly two supersonic B-1B Lancer bombers in the area in a training drill is a provocation and puts the two countries on the brink of a nuclear war, reports Reuters. In a taped interview broadcast Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, the president would not discuss the possibility of military action, saying, quote, "It is a chess game. I just don't want people to know what my thinking is," unquote. Trump also said that he would be willing to meet with Kim Jong-un. The New York Times reported that no sitting president has met with a North Korean leader since his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Attacks on religious minorities in the country of India have risen significantly. Radical Hindus, spurred on by the rise to power of the BJP political party, are mobbing people who they accuse of killing and eating cows, which are considered holy in the Hindu religion. The World View spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern, who explained the ideological, political, and geographical reasons behind the increased persecution.
It's really coming from all over India. Unfortunately, something that we've seen as a part of this really big increase in attacks on minorities in the country is not only are the places where it used to happen still increasing the attacks, now you're seeing really these attacks happening across the country. States like Tamil Nadu, where attacks on Christians almost never happen.
Stark said that the ideological shift in India's political scene has also perpetuated more persecution.
All these attacks are really being perpetrated by what I call Hindu extremists, people who believe this radical Hindutva ideology, which essentially they believe that India should be a Hindu nation or a Hindu rashtra, and based on that ideology have really divided people into two camps, whether you're kind of someone that belongs in the Hindu rashtra or belongs in the Hindu nation, or someone who does not belong in the Hindu nation and are often termed anti-nationals.
Following up on exit polls, which indicated that 81% of self-described white evangelical voters voted for Trump, a Fox News poll of white evangelicals in late April showed that their support has held firm, with 73% approving of Trump's performance. Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, said, quote, "I think evangelicals have found their dream president. I think reuniting Israel with America after 8 years of treating them badly, appointing Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, appointing people of faith to his cabinet in almost every area. I think he is attacking ISIS so that Christians being murdered in the Middle East will stop. All those things evangelicals love." When Vice President Mike Pence appeared on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday, Limbaugh did not hold back during the interview. Limbaugh said, quote, "If I'm the Democrats, $21 billion for defense that was not originally authorized, that's a small price to pay for continuing to fund refugee settlement, continuing to fund Planned Parenthood, continuing to fund sanctuary cities, continuing to fund the EPA and not build the wall. The Democrats clearly think this is a big win, and they're confident they can block Trump's agenda after the spending bill for the rest of Trump's term. There isn't anything of the president's agenda in this budget, and people are beginning to ask, when's that going to happen? If you're going to shut it down in September, why not now? You guys were sent there to drain the swamp. There's a clear Trump agenda that just isn't seeable. It's not visible in this budget, and some people are getting concerned that there's more concern for bipartisanship and crossing the aisle, working with Democrats, than there is in draining the swamp," unquote. In response, Vice President Pence pointed to these victories. Quote, "This bill includes the largest increase in border security funding in 10 years. Illegal immigration, border crossings are down more than 60%. We're continuing the educational choice program here in our nation's capital. 13 different bills rolling back an avalanche of regulation and red tape on businesses across the country. 500,000 jobs have been created since the first of the year. The president recently signed a bill into law that ends the Obama-era regulation that blocks states from banning Planned Parenthood funding. And of course, the health care bill that we hope comes up soon actually defunds Planned Parenthood altogether, unquote. 22-year-old Mark Holden at Northern Arizona University likes to read his Bible while sitting at his desk before the start of his history class. Holden's professor, Heather Martel, took issue with this, however. Holden maintains that Professor Martel ordered him to put the Bible away, even though it was not yet time for class to start. This is apparently not the first time Professor Martel, who also teaches classes on queer theory and feminism, has taken issue with Holden. After he disagreed with her and the rest of the class during a class discussion, she referred to Holden's dissenting comments as, quote, hate speech, unquote, and sent an email to him stating, "For the remainder of the class, I will ask you to move to one of the desks along the wall by the door," unquote. Conservative candidate for Congress Kevin Kavanaugh commented on Holden's case, quote, "If free speech is not permitted on a public university campus, federal funding should be refused. People are being punished for their Christian views," unquote. Around 45 churchgoers in Texas are grateful to be alive after a deadly tornado destroyed most of the St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church as they gathered to honor high school graduates on Saturday night, CNN reported. According to Peyton Lowe, a director of public affairs for the Diocese of Tyler, quote, "The tornado was a direct hit. Both ends of the building were blown out. The worshipers were all in the hallway when the tornado hit. By the grace of God, no one was injured," unquote. Psalm 121, 1-2 says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.